Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sonia Clausen and we're talking about a quilt show. Sonia, so good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we've had a lot of good mornings and there's going to be some more. It's a great time to get out and do things and people can get out and come to the quilt show. So when and where?
The quilt show will be held this coming Saturday, November 7th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the venue, which the address to that is 307 Walnut Street in Atlantic, Iowa.
Yes, right. Easy. And it's also a handicapped accessible, as I recall.
It is.
And so it's easy to get into. And it's a big space. You know, if you haven't been to the venue, you may be surprised because it's a big space. You have space for a lot of quilts. How many, just estimate, because you've had quilt shows in the past, and I know you can't always tell ahead how many, but what do you think? Do you have 100?
Well, I like to show at least 100.
Yes.
But if we don't, 75 is a good round number.
Sure.
To have as a good show.
You bet. It takes a while to look at even a lot less number than that if you really look at them. Because quilts are so unique and many times have a history behind them. So it's great to take your time to do that. So we're going to come to the quilt show. And anything else going on during that time?
Yes, we're going to have a bake sale going on. And when you come in, we have a free will offering when you come in that if you would like to donate to walk through the show and everything, and then we have a bake sale.
Okay. Good time to get some goodies to put, you know, you could put them in the freezer and save them for Thanksgiving.
Oh,
even,
yeah.
And have something special for, even if it's just your family, it'd be fun to have something special that somebody has made in their home and shared with you. So you mentioned, Sonia, that you get free will donation because this is a fundraiser. And let's talk a little bit about why do the Does have fundraisers? What do you do with that money?
We raise money for different charities that we donate to throughout the year. We raise money at several different things. Like this is the quilt show and bake sale. So then we will have a cookie walk in December. We are hoping to have a cookie walk in December.
Mm-hmm.
But our charities are like Meals on Wheels, Food Pantry, Atlantic Public Library, the Fire Department, Cass County Educational Opportunity Center, the Washington, and the Schuler lunch programs. We donate to them. Dogs for the Better Living. And we also donate to... we have money put back for like scholarships,
mm-hmm.
So for kids going off to college.
Okay, so in that list you just gave me, and I know you have all of those and probably a few more. Almost mm-hmm. all of that stays right here in Cass County. You're not giving to some charity that's you don't know who's going to get it. Most of these things go
exactly.
to people right here. So. I think we need to remember that when we come in the door for the free will offering and saying, I'm not just supporting the Does. I am supporting all of these other charities and feel good about that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So one other thing that I think is a part of your fundraiser that you've done in the past is that you're raffling off a couple of quilts.
We are. And we have two quilts that we are raffling this week or this time. One is a full-size quilt, and I made it in a year. It was a block of the month, so each month you made a block, and then at the end of it, you put it all together, and it is actually a beautiful quilt because it looks like the blocks are floating.
Hmm. What are the major colors?
And then major colors are, well, there's all sorts of colors in, but there's there is red, black, green, orange, you name it, it's in this quilt.
Okay, we'll go
brown,
in.
Green. Yeah.
Anybody could use it. So, and then you said there's a second quilt.
There is. I made a lap quilt, and it is a Christmas quilt.
Oh.
And so it'll be great time of year to display it, or if you can think of somebody that you'd like to give it to, or it's just a super cute quilt.
So, Sonia, you've said
all Christmassy.
Yeah, fun. Yeah. And how warm and cozy is that when it's Christmas time and you have a Christmassy quilt? It'd be great. So, Sonia, you've made both of these. So I want to talk a little bit about quilting. I mean, you're a busy person. When do you find time to do all of this work?
Well, at night when you're unwinding, on the weekends, if you get the opportunity. And just overall, I just love it because I can go in there, shut off my brain, and just sew.
All right. So you have a space, too, where it's set up and ready to go. So you can walk in and work for
absolutely
half an hour or 6 hours, depending on your day. So
exactly.
Now, you've said you do it. One of the major reasons is to sort of turn off your brain to everything else that's going on. What else do you enjoy about it?
Yep. The part that I enjoy is watching it come to life. So when you're making a quilt and you pick out your pattern, you pick out your fabric, and you've got it envisioned in your head, and as you make it, it comes to life in your what you have visioned it to be.
Mm-hmm. So kind of your first step, as you said, is picking out your pattern and then probably mm-hmm. picking out the colors. And then it's, you've got a lot of cutting to do.
Oh, yeah. Yep, lots of cutting. My husband always says, I don't understand why you buy this fabric and then you cut it up to resew it.
He really doesn't understand. Okay, so then the resewing, putting it together, that's the part that I don't have the patience for. I really admire you and admire everybody else that does quilting. I even collected quilts for a while because it's amazing how all these go together, whether they're just little squares or whether they turn out to be sunbonnet Sue or whatever they turn out. And you mentioned this, the one that you worked on, it looks like it's floating. Can you mm-hmm. explain how did that come about?
So the background fabric of the quilt is all one color, but the blocks themselves have color in it. So it looks like they are floating on the quilt.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yep. Now you've got that top all put together. You've done all the cutting and sewing and put it all together, but you're not done yet.
Oh, no. Then you have to decide what you're going to quilt on it. You either quilt it with a long arm, or you can, you know, if you, and so to, you know, incline, you can also hand quilt it if that's how you do it.
Yes.
I do the long arm.
And do you have one of those yourself?
Yes, I do.
Wow. That's a big piece of machinery that takes a lot of space.
It is.
But and you said then you have all those quilting patterns that you can decide what to do. And then there's the finishing mm-hmm. step. You're still not done after you have that whole pattern quilted on.
No. After you're all done with that, then you have to bind it. And I always do that by hand.
Ah. So whoever wins the quilts, whoever buys their ticket and wins a quilt, remember that you're getting some of Sonia's handwork in there. That makes it, I think, even extra special to know that that's done that way, Sonia. Lots of time and effort.
Well, thank you.
Yes, it's very, very special. So let's review how people can come and see the quilts, and they can also buy raffle tickets to perhaps win one of those quilts. So when and where?
Yeah. The quilt show is November 7th from 10 to 3 at the venue, which is 307 Walnut Street. Tickets for the quilts are $1 each or 6 for 5. And it's this coming Saturday.
Okay, and this is all put on by the Does.
And by the BBO Does, yes.
Very good. And they do great work all year long. So stop by and take a few minutes. Using all of the health precautions, those are all going to be in place, Sonia, in terms of...
Yes, they will be.
asking people to wear a mask, social distancing, all those things to stay safe, because that's what you want people to do. So we want to thank you very much, Sonia Clausen, for visiting with us, and again, inviting folks to come to visit the quilt show this Saturday. Until next time, here's a thought. You will never speak to anyone more than you speak to yourself in your head. So be kind to yourself.